Welcome. Welcome to the Archives of Iowa Broadcasting, located at Wartburg College in Waverly.
From KCRG in Cedar Rapids.
It's time for Johnny Kettleson and the Sunshine Boys. 30 minutes of music brought to you by the Hubbard Milling Company.
It's a collection of the history of radio and television in our state, but it's much more than that. It's really the story of the people of Iowa, as told by broadcasters throughout the last 100 years.
The virtual museum contains thousands of recordings on old 78s, film, and audio tape.
After one on the new Dick Youngs program. Now more winners, more often with more case calls here on KIOA, the prize-winning station.
Generally, today at our terminal markets,
Earl May on KMA Shenandoah.
17.5%. Shenandoah markets bought butcher hogs at $17 per hundred, up 18%. Little or no.
We had 90-degree high.
There was no radar in 1964 when WMT's Conrad Johnson stood before a simple map.
Situation. We had a 48 up at Bismarck, North Dakota.
And I used to have the magic mirror to look through.
This collection of radio and TV memories includes oral histories of Iowa broadcasters like Bonnie Noonan in Waterloo.
I'm here and I'm a good doobie.
And early tools of the trade, Jeff Stein as administrator.
This microphone was used on the very first broadcast from what is now WMT, some 85 years ago. This microphone was used for decades at WSUI in Iowa City.
The archive's founder is veteran broadcaster Grant Price.
The archive's holdings are in a secure, climate-controlled vault with a rotating collection of artifacts on display in the public research area.
Standard Oil and your local Standard Oil dealers and agents invite you to listen to the Standard Oil News Roundup, a service of WHO Hotline News.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Shelley, and these are the headlines in the news this noon. U.S. Marines have scored an apparent victory over the Viet Cong. President Johnson is holding a news conference right now.
Betty Lou Varnum at the Magic Window on WOI-TV in Ames.
We're going to take time out and go to a warmer place by far, the riverbank. Ta-da! Turn on the motor and the light.
This is Dole trying to go over the top of...
Play-by-play from Frosty Mitchell and Mark Zelek when the tournaments were still at Vets Auditorium.
Court thrown away. You saw Pratt right over the scorer's table.
United Flight 232, en route from Denver to Chicago, attempting an emergency landing at the Sioux City Airport, crashed just before...
Dave Nixon on KTIV in 1989.
New Center for photographers at the scene captured the video when the DC-10, making an emergency landing, crashed on approach to runway 22, turned over and burned.
Those of you that have been gone on vacation...
Access to the archives is by appointment only, with future plans to post some of the collection online. We'll have more voices from broadcasters past on a future Iowa Archives. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.
Beautiful day for baseball, much too warm for football. My goodness, I'd hate to be wearing busting pads today.